white speech convention.
Fuck yeah.
Do not throw this number unless you wrote it for Trump. God damn it.
Shut up. I want you to be happy. Fuck you. Shut up.
Actually, I'm not a Trump supporter.
Shut up.
Obama ruined this fucking country.
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball.
Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know who the fuck this is. Why don't you come to my address and say something, motherfucker?
Shut up.
Stop breaking my fucking ball,
fucker. Shut up.
Hey, what happened?
My wife is in danger now.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker.
Hey, what happened?
Fucker. Following me. That's what happened.
Shut up.
Fuck. I don't know who you are, man. Who is this?
Why would you believe any of this?
Shut up.
I've been asleep.
Shut up.
9:30.
Shut up.
Well, ma'am, the gentleman, he's
the gentleman? Who is the fucking gentleman?
Well, ma'am, please bring it down a notch.
Don't forget, you gotta get your green card from me, fuck.
Shut up.
Alright?
What can happen?
What the fuck? Who the fuck are you, man?
Shut up.
What kind of car are you looking for, dummy?
Dodge Neon. Green. Soft, bitch.
We ain't got no damn Dodge Neon here, man.
What happened?
Don't you ever call here again, man. You understand me, bitch?
I'll fuck your mother. What happened?
I'll fucking kill your ass, bitch. You understand me? Don't you call this motherfucker again, man. Bring your punk ass over here, man. Talking that shit. Talking that shit. Bring your ass over here. 320.
Shut up.
What happened?
I give you the address, punk. Bring your punk ass over here, man.
Shut up.
Bring your punk ass over here, man. Bring your punk ass here, nigga. Bring your punk ass here. Please. So I can beat the shit out of you, and then buy me some lunch and drink off of you, bitch.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here.
What happened?
Bring your bitch ass here, man. I don't know what happened. Bring your bitch ass here.
I just Google Earth at the trailer.
Bring your bitch ass here, man.
Are you in the trailer?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up.
Don't call me anymore.
Shut up.
You should put the fuck on your pants to get pleasure from me calling.
Fuck you.
Shut up.
What happened?
It's a green car, sir.
It's a green car. Are you ignorant, man?
I don't know what a green car. You gotta tell me what kind of car you talking about, man.
Green car. The color is green, man.
Yeah, dummy. I know the color is green. What kind of car, dummy?
Shut up.
Don't call here no more, man. Don't call here no more, man.
Shut up.
Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more, man. All right?
Yeah, what do you want?
Call.
Hey, what happened?
Fuck you.
No, fuck you, motherfucker, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, goddamn cunt.
Don't touch me. Shut up.
Fuck you.
You don't call me
fuck
a cunt.
You
don't call
fuck
me a cunt.
You.
Don't call me a cunt.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you, cunt.
Shut up.
Don't ever call me again, you piece of fucking shit.
Shut up.
You eat your mother's asshole with that mouth?
Oh, I will.
Not allowed to swear on this line, sir.
You motherfucker, dick. Cunt,
fucking
piece of shit. Shut up. I love this country.
Shut up.
I do love this country.
Shut up.
I love this country.
Shut up. I do love this
country.
Shut up. 98.6. Ha ha ha. Oh. All right, so we're back. My name is Dwight. I took last week off. As you guys know, I took off. I went to Orlando and went down to Universal Studios last weekend, so I was not here to do a show. But we are back this week to do one. Big shout out to the Hoss of Wonder, who came through with 5 gifted subs in the intro here. Those gifted subs went out to Patrick T., No Name Lisa G., Charles Bernhardt, and Victor and Benjamin, thank you very much. That's greatly appreciated. We're getting the show underway here, and we're already coming through with shit. Make sure to like the stream, and I'm rambling a little bit because I do have I went and got some green tea, matcha tea, and I put it in here, and I've been sipping on it. And I might get more during the show later, but we're ready to go, ready to go. Give me a second. Bring up the mixer. Bring up the Skype. Skype, you're coming online. Skype, you're online. Hi. How are you?
Hello, pervert.
D-Light Machine. Welcome back, brother.
Thank you.
All memory checks out.
All memory.
We proceed to the boot process.
Oh, yeah. So a little backstory about what happened this last weekend. It was not absent of adventures. flight and everything down was fine, although Spirit Airlines kind of sucks when it comes to, like, they're like, hey, real cheap round trip tickets, $125 round trip, except they make you pay for everything. They're like, do you want to check a bag? Do you want to bring a carry-on? That's going to be money. There's no outlets on the plane to even charge your phone if you wanted to, so you better make sure your phone is charged nice and tight. But yeah, you get down there. And I booked all this stuff through Expedia, right? So we go down, and first stop after the ice, we stop at to get the car through the car rental place. 2 hours in line at the airport to get the car. Almost 2 hours exactly in line. Bullshit. The line was long. There was 1,500 people. I mean, it was long. And at the counter, there was three people max at a time working. They would get up to five, but as soon as like those five would come, then like two would leave. So they would be back down to three. It was fucking ridiculous. So 2 hours. And they're like, I get to the counter and I'm giving all this stuff. They're like, oh, do you want the insurance? I'm like, I've already paid for all of this online. Like, I don't know. Like, there should be no other options. Like, I've selected what I've wanted. She's like, okay, so mid-sized car, like a Kia Soul. I'm like, I don't care. Like, I'm literally going to be here for 3 days. So we get all of our bullshit, go down to where they have all the cars. And we're just sitting there, and the person was, she's like, hey, tell you know, you got to put us into something cool. Like, you can't fuck around with us. So we get there, and we hand the lady the slip, you know, just basically says mid-sized car, like, takes to the mid-sized section. There wasn't actually an assigned car. So we get there, and the lady's like, Mustang, hardtop Mustang, same price. So we're like, all right, fucking cool. So we end up in this like brand new Mustang that had like less than 10,000 miles on it. And so we end up cruising around this Mustang all weekend. So we're like, yeah, you know, things are starting to look up. Like, this is pretty fucking cool. So go over to the hotel, and it was a Red Roof Inn. This is when shit started to go wrong. So go in. For some reason, we're like, man, I don't know what the problem. Whoa, what's going on? What happened there?
Well, surprise, you're gay.
I am not. That's a fucking lie. I'm not gay, Carlito. Thanks, fucker. Right in the middle of the story. So we go to the hotel, and for some reason, the front door is not an available option, it's saying to go around to the side door. So we go around to the side door. Go in, and it's kind of a shitty looking place. Like, there's this Indian lady at the front desk communicating with the housekeeping lady by using Google Translate, because apparently she doesn't speak Spanish, so this thing's speaking for her. So like, okay, like, I need to check in. First off, it's not on a computer. She's got it all printed out on paper. Like, she's checking people in this way. Not a good sign. And I've been to a few Red Roof Inns, and I'm like, yeah, this is all right, cool, whatever. So the lady's like, you know, what floor do you need to be on? I'm like, it doesn't matter. Just assign me a fucking room is basically what I'm saying. So we go and she's like, oh, here's your room. So I go in there. You open the door.
Room 215, please.
No, it wasn't. But oh my God, you walked in, and just the it's the musty smell of this room. It smelled like a fucking closed up basement that hadn't been opened in like 6 years. Just, oh my God. It's like, first off, you open the door, and it was two queen beds. You couldn't even open the door all the way because it smacked into one of the beds. So I'm like, oh my God. So get in here. There's like a little mini refrigerator, standing water on top of it. That's like one of the first things that's noticed. Also, there's no pillowcases on any of the pillows. The bed is like, it looked like maybe somebody had been laying on it, but it hadn't been remade.
They were in the toilet, Dwight.
It was bad. Like, and you go in and you start looking around. You're like, oh my God. Like, you get over by the bathroom. There's like, it looked like these washcloths had already been used and were just still laying out. And I'm like looking around. I start looking at the, like, there's paint peeling, like hanging peeling. Like, not like it was like hanging, like active. It was withering off of the walls. And I'm like, oh my God. This is fucking terrible. And then I start looking around. It's even worse. It literally has, like, part of the wall is exposed. Like, a wet fart could have pushed this wall in, like, collapsed the wall in. I was like, oh my God. Then you look at the door. The door looked like it had been kicked in several times and repaired. I was like, holy fuck. In the room 3 minutes, I said, no. Mm-mm. Let's fucking go. Like, we're going to go get something to eat, and we're finding a new fucking place to stay.
Right.
Yeah, it was bad. I've actively been trying to get my money back because we did not stay there. And they're just like, no refunds. I was like, no, it was a fucking health hazard to stay in this place. I said, you could not.
Dude, I hope you took a couple phone pictures of me.
I wish I would have, but we were like trying to get the fuck out of there before we died of something.
I know, man. You're so embarrassed and everything. I bet.
Oh, we left. So we went and got some poke at this nice place in downtown Orlando. And I booked us a place at the Marriott downtown, which was great. It was a great place. So the next day we ended up going to Orlando. We went to Universal Studios. We did the whole thing. We got to see all the Harry Potter shit. We checked out the Minions ride they just opened up. You know, we did a lot of stuff down there. Got some souvenirs. The humidity was a real motherfucker. It was like 95 degrees and very, very humid. So we were there about 5-6 hours, and we're just like, all right, the humidity is just too fucking much. Like, we need to go.
80%.
And it started raining too. And we're like, we stuck around. We go to leave
right about 2 o'clock.
And then so this was later. But then so we go to leave, and we're like, oh fuck it, we're gonna go back to the hotel. We're gonna go get to the pool. So we went to the pool. We swam for a couple of hours, and all of a sudden, like, I mean, broke loose, thunderstorms just pouring down. We're like, damn, left at the best time, you know. So we did that, and then next day I was wasting time until it was time to go to the airport. I had to return the car at 6. My flight was like 8:30. So we go down, checked out the Madame Tussauds Wax Museum, got a bunch of pictures there with some of the wax figures, hit up an aquarium that was there, went to, I think the restaurant was called Old Red. It was a Blake Shelton like bar restaurant. They had live music and stuff. It's pretty good food. They had some gator gumbo there. I had a burger. And then we came back, and then our flight was fucking delayed by about an hour, and they lied about everything that was wrong with it. They're like, oh, it came in from international. They've got to do security inspections of the entire flight, this, that, and the other. No, it came from fucking, Dallas. It came from Dallas. It did not come international. So they lied about that. Then we're on the plane, and they're like, maintenance has to do their paperwork. So we're waiting on the tarmac for maintenance to finish their shit, bring the paperwork. So we ended up coming back about an hour, hour and a half late. But overall, very successful show, trip. It was a quick trip. And it was good. Hey, Gobi, I see you over there. Tried to meet up with Hyphonics, but things didn't work out, especially with with the debacle of the hotel the first night. So that kind of threw a mix in, because we were going to go to Clearwater or Daytona. We were going to go to the beach. And they have to go find the hotel and shit. It kind of threw a monkey wrench into stuff. And so, but
perhaps,
yeah,
we should call a couple of these hotels with aggressive compliments for their kind services. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just informed too. Yeah, we went to Ripley's, believe it or not, as well. That was fun. A lot of oddities and stuff. I got a lot of pictures of that. I posted it on my Facebook, the Dwight Facebook. So people want to take a look. So
there was something good that happened. Amen. I'm glad.
Really, the only things that were wrong were the 2 hours waiting for the damn car, and then the fucked up hotel the very first night. But everything else was good. Everything else
was good.
Yeah, it was super good. But let's go ahead and get some calls going since I rambled on for a few moments. And you best believe, because that place keeps trying to deny my request for a refund. Hello? Oh, for a refund, I will be calling that hotel tonight and fucking with them. Fuck you, Red Roof. Oh, and that was the thing. They aren't even Red Roof anymore. The lady was scratching out the Red Roof logo on the paper she was hand-filling out.
Hello?
Hi, I'm...
Hello?
Yeah, hi. This is DoorDash. I understand you have an issue with a recent order.
Yes.
Okay, and what can I help you with, ma'am? This is DoorDash, and from the report that I have, I understand that our driver left your food in a puddle of water. And this occurred sometime about 2 p.m. on July 19th.
2 p.m. on July 19th.
Yes.
Okay, and what can I help you with?
What can I help you with?
My bed. They told me at first that they about the order being left in the water, and they said that they were gonna reverse the vet bills and stuff. But they turned that down. They turned me down on reversing my vet bills, and they tried to tell me that it was my fault that I gave my dogs food that I ordered for us to eat.
Oh, okay. So you gave the food that you had to your dog because they were set in a puddle.
My dog eats the same thing that I eat.
Okay. You give your dog scraps then?
You give your dog scraps then.
Yeah.
Okay. And let me take a look here. And what was your order?
It was
KFC.
KFC. All right. KFC. Bone or boneless?
Bone or boneless.
Excuse me?
Was it with bone or without?
Was it with bone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it had bone.
It had bone? Okay.
But I picked the bones. I picked the meat off for my puppies, though, before I give them that. I don't give them bones.
You don't? Oh, because you took the bone away.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you both share the bone, Lady and the Tramp style, or no?
Lady and the Tramp style.
Excuse me?
Did you both try to share the bone at the same time and kiss?
At the same time as the what?
Did you try you eating the bone at the same time and kissing?
No, and who is this?
This is DoorDash.
You said kissing?
You've seen Lady and the Tramp, right?
Yeah.
You know when they eat the spaghetti? Did you try that with your dog?
Well, my dogs eat everything I eat, yes, and I did eat the food. They don't eat bones, though.
So. Okay, and how big is your dog's sexual organs?
Oh, surprise, you're gay.
What?
Oh, that was my supervisor. He said, surprise, you're gay.
Look, don't call my phone back anymore.
Well, your phone can't handle too many more calls with that echo bullshit.
Fucking echo bullshit phone.
Yeah, her phone was terrible. That woman just texted, don't call my number, playing around about my puppy's life ever again. I mean it. Do I have credit? Alright, I just texted her back and told her to shut up. Alright, so that's where we're at with her. I wasn't playing about her dog's life. She just texted back. She said, you shut the fuck up, you fucking dumbass. Who is this? Hey, don't you text my phone talking to shit, okay?
Fucking faggot.
Hey, don't say that. Just because I'm gay doesn't give you the right to degrade me, okay?
You are your fucking bitch-ass queer, you punk-ass motherfucker.
What's the matter? Are you mad because your dog likes me more? Alright, so we'll see if she calls back either of the numbers. That's what she does. Yeah, she's not allowed to order anymore. DoorDash doesn't allow hate speech.
Hello.
Hi. Is that Tanisha?
This isn't her.
This is or isn't her?
This is her.
Oh, okay. This is DoorDash.
Okay, what does DoorDash want?
Well, I understand you had an issue with an order recently.
Because I did, but I thought I got my food. I don't know. It's been a minute. Because, see, I did have a problem with it, but I don't. I thought they put the money back on my card or whatever.
Oh, yeah. We talked to the establishment. Do you remember who you had problems with, like where you ordered from?
I think it was it IHOP? No, hold on. Because I order from DoorDash a lot, so... It was, I can't remember if it was IHOP or Walmart.
Yeah, this was IHOP from what I see here. And they said that they sent the food out and you kept going, oh, there's air in these pancakes. There's too much air. So we're going to go ahead and charge you double back now.
So what that means?
We're going to charge you double the price for the food now that we credited. We're going to double charge.
So y'all double charging me for some food?
Yeah.
I didn't say nothing about no pancakes. When I called, what I had placed the order too early, and I called and she said she could tell the cook to have it ready about 10. And I got on the bus because I thought I didn't have transportation. And I got on the bus and went and picked up that food. I didn't say nothing about no pancakes. I got that food And I walked out with my food. I just made sure I had everything that I ordered, and then I walked out. So how am I going to be have to be double charged for
food? You said, well, they said this because you were requesting bed food.
Bed food. I only got two breakfast samplers and two orders of cheese sticks.
Yeah, but they said you were making special requests. You said, I got to be able to eat this food in bed, so prepare it so it's bed food.
I didn't say nothing about no bed food. I don't know what you're talking about. They didn't say that when I went and picked up my order.
From the report here, the driver said that you ordered him to place the food in your bed, so he had to come inside.
If that's the case, my dude is saying right here, if the driver came inside, then my dude probably would have did something to him. There ain't no driver didn't even come. I had to go pick up my own food, sir.
Well, we had to take an affidavit from the driver, and he said you asked him to bring put the food in your bed, and then you said, put the food in me.
Look, if you want to take me to court, that's fine, because I got all my proof that I need that I didn't say none of that, sir. So, and my dude is right here.
And did he assault the driver as well?
Titus, didn't nobody even come to my house, bruh?
And his name is Titus? That seems like a weak-ass name. And how long did...
Listen, now you disrespect you a weak-ass bitch.
I'm sorry? Who is you is to tell me that?
Please leave your message for...
Tanisha Radford.
Tanisha, I just want to let you know, this is DoorDash again. We're going to take you to court over $10, okay? So I hope you have a public defender, maybe somebody in the family, maybe your cousin Vinny can come through and help you out. But for $10, we're going to take you to court. We're going to run up all the legal fees, and we're going to put you in the poorhouse. Just want you to know that, okay? Bye. And put that bitch in the poorhouse. Also, I was on vacation. I weighed myself. I was down to 261 pounds.
Your call is forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 87030.
Turn this back on. So I have lost now 162 pounds. I weighed myself on vacation. Yeah, I was down to 261, which is there's that fucking sound again. Oh yeah. So I'm down to almost what I was one pound more than what I was in my senior year of high school when I finished football. When I was in football my senior year, I was defensive tackle, and I might have shrunk now, but I was 6'2", 260 pounds when I was a senior in high school. Down 162 motherfucking pounds.
Hello, thank you for calling. This is Fredes. How can I assist?
Hi, I have a problem in the room.
What's room number?
I'm in room 144.
What's the problem?
Somebody, I don't know if you know about these walls, but they seem kind of soft. Somebody went and poked a hole from the adjacent room and put a hose, like a garden hose, in my room, and is flooding my room with water. They're pumping water into my room.
Okay, I'm coming to take it out.
They have a garden hose, and they have it on full blast. Currently, I'm on top of my bed, and it's starting to float.
This is ridiculous. All right, I'm coming.
How long? How long?
Right now.
How long? Because this guy's over here laughing maniacally in the other room. He thinks it's the greatest thing in the world. And he says, oh, buy me a wand. Buy me a Harry Potter wand from Universal and I'll stop. That's what he keeps telling me. He's yelling through the wall.
Who is telling you
that? The guy on the other side of the wall. He's yelling at me. He says, buy me a Harry Potter wand from Universal and I'll stop the water, is what he tells me.
So he's in 142 or...
143, I think. But what he keeps saying, he said what he's going to do, now he's going to pump an air conditioner through the hole and he's going to freeze it all and then I'll be stuck like the Titanic. He says he'll cast spells upon me. He said Levioso or something, he keeps screaming. I don't know what this means.
Okay, you said you are in 144, right?
Yeah, yeah, and the problem is I tried to open my door, and he took a whole bunch of Flex Seal tape, and he sealed my door shut so none of the water is escaping.
Wow, this is ridiculous.
I know, I can't come out. He's got the whole door sealed with Flex Seal.
I'm coming to your room right now.
Please, please hurry. Please. Get my fucking money back, asshole.
Hey, it's Amber. Please leave a message and I'll try and get back to you. But this is my husband. I miss you and I cannot wait to see you.
Jesus, listen, Amber. This is Sebastian. I'm here with your husband, and we have something we need to tell you. So you might want to give me a call back, because I got your man. I've got him so hard. He's in safe hands. He's in my hands.
Please leave your message for
Nancy Davis Mahan.
I'm trying to reach Nancy Davis Mayhem, I have a job for you. Please call me back. God bless you.
Alright.
Hello?
Hello, is that Cheryl?
Cheryl? Yes, who's this?
Hi, this is Dwight with
Delta.
Yes? And I understand you have an issue with a flight in the recent days?
Yes. Major issue.
Okay. Do you mind telling me what had happened and I could try to help you?
Well, I flew out of Gainesville to Atlanta, which was supposed to be a 45-minute flight. I was in the air until 11:30 p.m. We were rerouted and deplaned in Tallahassee, rerouted again. There was a weather delay and then an air traffic control delay. And then by the time I got a voucher in... or my re-ticket because I missed my connecting flight. I had a very important medical appointment with my neurologist the next morning that I missed. Now I have to wait another 4 months to get another appointment. By the time I got off the plane and got a new ticket, it was 2:00 in the morning and there were no available hotels for me to stay at, nor did Delta offer me anything at all except a rebooking. There were no available places for me to eat. I ended up staying in the airport all night, and there was one bathroom for all of us to go to that had no soap.
Okay, so there was no soap after you had to take a shit?
Correct.
Okay. Let me see here. And how long were you at the airport before you were replaned?
I was there until the next day. I didn't board the next day until my flight left at 8:55.
Okay.
I was there all night long.
Okay, let me take a look here. Yeah, from what I can see here, they're saying that the reason they didn't offer you anything is because you apparently destroyed the airport bathroom in the terminal, the Delta terminal.
I did not do anything. How did I? Excuse me?
I
never been called and complained. So wait a minute. I never called and said anything to anybody about my flight at all. All I did was I went up to one of the guys that cleans the bathrooms as soon as they were starting to clean them and tell him there was no soap. I didn't do anything to the bathroom.
Okay, yeah.
Who told you that I did something to the bathroom?
The recording that they provided for me. The gentleman you spoke to, he was he had a body cam on and he had a recording.
He had a recording of what?
Give me just a moment. I'll play it back for you. In the meantime, can I ask you to please stop being so hysterical during this conversation and be professional? Please.
I'm not being hysterical
at
all. I'm driving right now.
Please be calm.
I am being calm.
Be calm. All right. Here's the recording. Give me just a moment here. I'll play this back for you. Okay, he's saying this was the first interaction. He was cleaning the stalls and didn't realize that you were in there. Let's see here.
There was, I wasn't in the bathroom with anybody else. The guy that I spoke to was not in the bathroom or even by the bathroom.
Well, he was said he was in the bathroom and then realized that you were in there. He yelled, hello, anybody in here?
That's not me.
This isn't
I'm
you
sorry,
currently?
That's incorrect. No. There was nobody in the bathroom.
And you had a baby with you?
The bathroom.
You had a baby with you?
No, I don't have a baby. I'm 56 years old. I do not have children that young.
Okay, so I'm not sure.
I think you're mistaking me with somebody else.
Well, no. There was no real... I mean, let me stop this because that's a little ridiculous. From what they told me, like, there was no other interaction. There was no other complaints the entire time. So they're saying this...
Well, I don't have a baby. There was never anybody in a bathroom with me at all that night because there was only... It was a family bathroom that had one toilet, one sink, and a door. So there's no possible way anybody could have been in that bathroom with me. So this is not correct information.
Okay, and at no point did you break the mirror?
No.
Okay.
God, no. Sir, I'm 56 years old. I'm a Christian woman.
They said this
I'm
was
a grandmother
you.
Of four people.
You were breaking the glass and you were letting off fireworks in the bathroom.
No, that is not true. I would never destroy something. I am a very respected citizen of this state and of any state. I've never been in trouble a day in my life.
Okay, I believe
I
you
know
being
why
a.
This is
I know
happening.
I believe you 100% being a Christian. Give me just a second though. I do need to review this audio. Go ahead and turn this on here. It seems like you were rather enjoying what you were doing right here. I'm not sure. Okay, so this wasn't you?
I don't even know what this is. It sounds like some lady singing.
Yeah, and breaking the mirror. It sounds like church hymns to me.
Is this really United? This sounds like the really...
No, this is Delta. This is Delta, ma'am. We're not United.
I didn't say this was United. I never said that word. And this is not a 1-800 number. So I'm really concerned.
Right. This is the number through the call center.
Okay, I'm going to pull over right now because this is incorrect information, and I am totally being misinformed here. I would have never done something like this. I cannot.
Is it possible that you don't? Oh, she pulled over and turned the fucking phone off. She said Delta over and over, and then she said United. And then I had to correct her because I thought she was... Oh, wait, she's calling back. She's calling back. Hello, this is Delta.
Hello, this is Delta.
Hi, I'm sorry I hit the wrong button. This is Cheryl again. That was not me. I am not that kind of person. I would not go into a bathroom and sing and destroy property.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that to anybody, any place, anywhere. I'm a very respected citizen in my... I mean, I just left a church group, for God's sake. Why would I do something like this? And
I don't know what type of church group it is.
I have never, ever had any problems ever in an airport until the night before last. And I got stuck in the airport all night. Nobody would help me. I was a 56-year-old woman, never been in that airport before, and I couldn't even get a hotel room or nothing because it was all booked. So I had to sit there and wait until the next morning. And all I did was go up to a cleaning guy that had nothing to do with Delta and told him that there was no soap in the bathroom. That's all I did.
Okay, and you told him there was no
soap
before or after this occurred.
Excuse me?
Did you tell him about
Excuse
the
me?
Soap before or after this?
After what?
You don't hear it.
I don't understand what you're asking me. I went to the bathroom. There was no soap. I went to a janitor and said there was no soap. And he said, okay. I turned around and I walked back and I sat down in my chair. How could he doesn't wear a body cam?
No, he has one on for his protection because he's been assaulted several times by Christian women when they find out that he belongs to the Satanic Church of Ohio.
Excuse me?
He belongs to the Satanic Church of Ohio, and so he wears...
I don't know anything about Ohio. I've never even been to the state of Ohio. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Seattle, Washington. Seattle, Washington call center.
I'm going to record this. You're calling from an LA phone number, by the way.
Right, but it's being routed through the Seattle, Washington call center.
What is your name?
My name is Dwight.
What is your last name, Dwight?
That's against company policy. I can give you an ID number, though.
Okay.
All right. It is.
What is it?
S is in Sam. P is in Paul, the number 3. R is in Randy. M is in Michael. 1151.
Okay. If they had a body cam, then they should have a video. And I want to see that video. Because who you're talking about was not me.
Okay. Well, I have been playing excerpts of the body cam video.
I'm in a car and you're calling on the phone. What you're sending to me via your excerpt, I can't even understand the person. All I can hear is it sounds like somebody singing. And I did not go into a bathroom and sing. I did not go into a bathroom and break a mirror. I didn't do anything at all out of the ordinary.
Well, the reason that we're calling
go to the bathroom.
That we're calling tonight, we're actually holding phone court right now, and we'd like to know how you plead.
This is a joke.
No, ma'am. Will you be pleading guilty or not guilty?
You cannot legally do that.
Ma'am, I have the judge. I have the judge here.
Oh, okay.
Theodore, Judge Theodore, Your Honor. Oh boy, we'll see if she calls back later. She's guilty.
I hope so.
She's guilty. Hello, hi. I was trying to reach Evelyn.
This is she.
Hey. I'm friends with your brother.
Robert?
Yeah, Robert. And he stored some stuff in your house for me, and I was just wondering if I could come by and get it. He went and actually dug holes in your yard, and he put several baggies of drugs in the yard for me. And I need to come by and get it.
No, well, you must have the wrong number.
No, Robert said that he was storing it with you to avoid suspicion because the cops were on to both of us.
Well, you mean he lives here in California?
Yeah.
No, my brother doesn't live here.
No, I do.
I
paid for his flight. I FedExed him the baggies. He went and dug in your yard. He buried them. And then he flew back home next morning.
Where does he live, Robert?
Robert? I don't know. He just moved.
No. You have the wrong
person. No, I met him online. I met him online. Drug Runners Anonymous. And we're running drugs together. And we're kissing each other on the mouth. And I'm touching his anus with my finger.
No.
Uh-huh. No, listen. So, like, I hugged him. I gave him a warm embrace. No, ma'am. When he came back, I gave him a warm embrace.
Ma'am,
I gave him a warm embrace, and I slid my hand down the crack of his...
Do not bless this man. This man will not be blessed by Jesus. No.
God loves you, sir.
No, he doesn't.
God loves you.
He does not. Stop saying that. God damn you.
Hello? Is this Ranisha?
Calling.
Yes, no?
Who is calling?
I'm calling about the soccer kick pops. The soccer kick pops.
Oh, yes.
Are they ready?
You didn't put in an order for... Pop.
You were preparing them today for me.
Who's playing on my phone?
Nobody's playing on the phone. How's your back? Is it nice and sore? Did you get your back blown out by the soccer kick pops? They make
That's
you hate. Yeah? What are you going to have to do to get that fixed? Like, is it sore? Does it need to be rubbed?
No, I'm sitting up chilling right now.
Yeah, but I got big sausage fingers I can rub on your fat back. I'm going to go and get some Oscar Mayer Smokies, like nice big fat finger hot dog. I'm going to roll them on your back like you're a nice hot dog. You're a nice hot dog roller at 7-Eleven. I'm going to rub them all over your back and get you smelling nice, and then I'm going to lick your back.
Oh, good grief.
I want to lick your back.
Oh, nothing.
Please, I pay good money for that.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you do, but I'm definitely not into that.
I want to dip your toes. I want to dip them in some Kool-Aid, like Kool-Aid powder, and then lick it off.
Now, where are you going to get Kool-Aid powder from?
Like the packets. Like you go to Walmart, you get like 5 for like 25 cents, and then I'm going to wet your toes and I'm going to dip them. I'm going to dip them in there like they're the fun. Remember those sticks that you used to be able to put into the powder and you licked it off? Yeah.
You do understand. Huh? You do understand that Kool-Aid is not sweet at all.
That's okay. Listen, I'm a hunter, and I like that you're making this difficult because I'm a hunter. I like to hunt for my prize. Yeah. I wanna put you in some antlers, and a nice tail, and I wanna stalk you for 3 to 6 weeks, and then put some deer urine all over the place. And then I just pounce on you like a predator.
Why would you do that?
Why? Because, like I said, I'm a man, and I'm trying to be more manly. I've been told before that I'm too timid, so I'm trying to become more alpha. And I heard that's what alphas do. They hunt their prey. They don't just go, hey, give it to me. No, you go get it. And I just want to let you know that, you know, the Kool-Aid is just the base. You're the sweetness.
Oh!
Woo!
Oh, okay.
Yeah! That's what I'm saying. It's like, I just...
What is your name?
My name is Dwight.
And Dwight?
I'm an international pervert. I just got back from the Netherlands.
That's a very black name.
Yeah, well, I used to be Dwayne, but I had to get some employment opportunities, so I changed it to Dwight. I tried to white it up a little bit.
Yeah, that still sounds very, very black.
I like to kill deer.
Oh, sounds like it.
Yeah. So wait, will you be my little Kool-Aid deer?
Absolutely not.
Why not? I mean, what can I do to improve my Kool-Aid Riz? Like my Kool-Aid Riz levels?
Don't use that line at all.
Which line?
Anything that you just said.
Okay, how about I want to fill your soul like the Kool-Aid man, and I'll break through your heart and go, oh yeah, like that. How's that work?
No.
Could I be the cool, like, what if I wasn't the red Kool-Aid man? What if I was the purple one and I wanted to grape my way into your heart?
Don't like grape.
But I want to grape. Like I want to. I want to grape you.
Grape?
Yeah.
With the GR or just the R?
No, with the GR. Like, you know, the stuff they use to make wine and Kool-Aid.
So you want to stomp on me?
No. I want you to squish me in your hands and then lick your hands.
Well, surprise, you're gay.
That don't make me gay.
Who says that you're gay?
I just heard someone say it.
You just said it.
That wasn't me.
Well, it wasn't me.
Yeah. You know what I want to do, though? I want to be the grape Kool-Aid man, and I want to pour some Four Loko in me and some Hypnotic, and then you can call me the Surge Grape Man. You'd be like, oh, yeah, Grape Man, you're the Surge.
And unfortunately, I know nothing about liquor.
Yeah, but I'm the grapist. You don't know that, right? I'm the grapist.
That sounds very suspect.
It's not, though. Like, you never met nobody so sweet like me.
You just said that you're the grapest.
Yeah, I'm the grapest of all times. I'm the greatest grapest of the West. I got the juices.
That sounds pretty bad.
What? How does that sound bad? I got the. I'm branded by the immoral juices.
What was your plan in calling me?
I wanted to flatter you first. First, I wanted to break down your walls because you have the walls of Jericho, and I want to break those down because they will fall. And then what I wanted to do is slowly gain your trust. Then take you out on a nice date. I would let you first tell me, you know, what your favorite type of food is. And then I would tell you why that food is stupid. You know, try to assert my dominance as a male. Then we would go out and get the food anyway and let you try to convince me. Then once you convince me and we go out on 2 to 3 more dates over about a month period, then I would tell you about how I have fallen on hard times, and then you would move me into your house.
Huh?
Yeah.
Where do you know me from?
Well, I've been looking for single unwed mothers online. I've been going through some Facebook profiles. And you seemed like a prime candidate.
How is that possible?
How is what possible?
That I am a prime candidate.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, how are you an unwed mother? I would say, well, that's because you've had children. And then secondly, you're not married. I mean, it's pretty easy to...
And how do you know that I am not married?
I Facebook stalk you for 6 to 8 months before I decide to make this phone call.
Hey, Steve, is she the one with the 2 bedrooms, 2 baths?
Yeah. I'm going to tell her that I have a son, too. This is my son.
Oh, hi.
But he calls me Steve.
What's the move-in date?
We're talking 2-3 weeks. I got to break down her walls.
Okay. You're doing a good job.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
My son likes the cut of your jib, ma'am.
I think you may need to go back to the drawing board.
How so? How would you... Let's troubleshoot this. How could I, as a man who is secretly in love with you... you may not
How
love me.
Possible?
You might not love me now, but I could probably convince you in several ways to learn to love me.
I don't even know who you are, for one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what your real name is.
Right. Well, I mean.
And I am very much married.
Yeah, I know to Richard, though, but that's... I mean, how solid is
that?
I don't
know who Richard... Who is Richard?
You don't know Richard.
I don't know who that is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, I like that. I like that. How do you feel about a man being an ex-convict? You believe in second chances?
Well, of course, but...
All right.
What does that have to do with me, sir?
Well, in my eyes, you're my second chance.
That's not at all possible.
Open your heart. Open your heart to love. Open your heart to love.
I do love my husband.
But do you have enough room to love your new husband?
I only have one.
No, me.
And I'm not into poly.
Yeah, I know. I'm not into it either. So we would have to have him divorce you. We would have to get rid of him. So he needs
or,
to...
You could Facebook stalk someone else.
Counteroffer. I like it. Are you a lawyer? Do you used to be a lawyer? Cause that's what us lawyers call a counteroffer.
Well, your counteroffer... There is no counter.
No. Hang on a second. I want to bring in the priest. All right. I need the priest on the line so we can get married.
Hello.
Hey, Mr. Priest.
My name is
Bob. She's ready.
Oh, good.
Where's the young lady? Where's the bride?
Well, she's right here on the phone, and she's willing to marry me to prove she's not a racist.
Oh, that's wonderful. Ma'am, do you take this ex-convict to be your lawfully wedded husband? Don't think about it too long now.
Honey, are you there? Honey baby? Hello? Don't worry. I'm going to pay for this. I'm going to pay him.
Going twice?
All right. If you're willing to marry me, don't say anything at all.
Oh, we're going with the silence is agreement. Okay.
Yeah. All right, that's a yes.
Okay, that's a yes. Yeah. Now, Dwight the convict, do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife, to take all her bank account savings and everything and spend it as you wish?
Yeah, I do, 100%, and three times on Sunday.
Excellent. I now pronounce you sugar mama and ex-convict.
Yay, we're married, me and you now. It's us against the world. Honey?
Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, the problem with the room has happened again. The wall has melted and fallen in.
All right, what's your number? Your room number?
It's 154.
Give me a second. 154?
Yeah, the wall, it fell down.
Are you sure? I didn't see any 154 in the system.
Well, they moved me yesterday. And by system, do you mean paperwork? The paper on the desk?
What's your name?
My name is Charles.
Charles
Finley.
Your last name?
Finley. It could also, the reservation could also be under Terry Makichut as well. Or Auntie G.
Or Ben K. Lord.
Auntie G. No, I see that.
Do you see Mara Chod?
As.
Ass.
Andrew?
Yeah, Andrew, yes.
Hey, Sutmaraniwa. Hey, Kutarawecha. How are you?
All right. Yeah, I see that. So you told me that the wall is fall?
Yeah, the wall fell. The wall fell in.
The wall is fall.
The wall was like the Terminator and Terminator 2. It was full liquid metal and it melted.
All right. I'm going to go real quick. 154, right?
Yeah, 154. No. Oh, the wall's coming down again. Holy shit.
Steve.
Holy fuck.
Steve, you got a bucket? I need to catch the wall. The
ice bucket. Use the ice bucket. Use the refrigerator.
No, I already
catch
used
it with the fridge.
The ice bucket challenge.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to go real quick.
I'll hit it with the mirror. Maybe that'll stop me.
Give me my money back, police. Fucking hotel.
Thank you for calling the marriage. This is Mike speaking.
Hey, Mike. We got a situation over by the hot tub.
Uh-oh. What's going on?
Well, I know it's really bad when you start out a conversation like this, but not to be racist or not to sound racist. So there are two Asian women over here at the hot tub. Like, I just got out. They are throwing what looks to be packs of ramen noodles into the hot tub and emptying the little fucking seasoning packets in there.
Okay, I'm going to have security come right away.
There's like six. They already threw in like six packs. I don't think they understand that this isn't like a big cooking pot.
All right, I'm coming right away.
I'm concerned because there's other people in there and they could clog filters because I'm a pool guy.
Yes.
But they are literally sitting there and like dipping, like using forks and like dipping into the like a big goddamn soup.
I gotta see this for myself. Okay, I'm coming.
All right, I mean hurry up, man.
I am.
All right. He fucking ran off. He's like, I gotta see this. Oh man.
Hook, line, and sinker, man. Excellent catch. Nice job. Oh, there's a hotel attendant. You're so bright.
He's running over there right now. He's abandoning all guests checking in. He's on his way. He is hangry. He might be hangry, J-Dub. He's on his way. All right, let's see here. Let's try another. That worked out pretty good. Let's try another place.
This is Roya. How may I get your call?
I'm sorry, you say Joya?
Roya.
With an R?
Yes.
Oh, beautiful. Real quick observation. Somebody should come tell these women that the hot tub is not for cooking. Because they're putting an awful lot of stuff in the hot tub over here.
The hot tub, by the pool, I'm sorry, what are they doing?
There's a couple of Asian ladies over here, like, there's a table nearby, and they were cutting up vegetables. It looked like they were preparing some type of dinner, which is all fine and dandy until they started putting it in the hot tub and throwing noodles into it.
At the pool area?
Yeah. They were over here, they were skinning carrots, they were cutting potatoes, they had some kimchi, and they threw it all into the hot tub with some noodles, some packs of ramen noodles. And now the whole tub is full. Yeah, what's going on?
I got the little sauce packet, you know, the spice packet. When do I put that in the pool?
We got to get permission.
Oh, whoops. I just put it in the pool.
So now the spice packet's in the pool, into the hot tub as well, ma'am.
I'll go ahead and let our security department know.
Well, I don't know if this is a security thing more than like a health hazard.
Do you have a chef? Because
Let me connect you to security.
No, it's not tasting. No, it's not tasting real well. We need to talk to the chef.
Let me connect you to security. Just one moment.
No, security doesn't know how to cook. We've talked to them.
Soy packets are in.
Just one moment, please.
Can I use chopsticks in a hot tub?
Just one moment. Let me connect you to security. Just one moment.
No, they don't know how to cook. We've been through this.
When do we turn the heat off to the hot tub? It's going to overcook the noodles.
Well, the noodles have to reach 160 degrees to be safe to eat. Isn't that right?
Probably.
Just one moment, sir. Just one moment, please.
Don't transfer us.
Oh.
Sir, security, this is Luis. I can assist you.
Hey, it's all out of fucking control at this point. She waited so long to transfer us to you. There are people.
Oh, okay.
There are people gathering like it's a goddamn communal lunch over here.
Okay. Well, who am I speaking with?
My name is Dwight. We're at the hot tub. And we've been watching these, like, me and my buddy here, we've been sitting here giggling, like, we're like, what are these ladies doing? They've been sitting over here, like, peeling potatoes, they got some thin beef they've been seasoning, they're like, why are they preparing this out here? And I was like, okay, probably don't want to stink up the room with this. But they just started throwing this in the hot tub with noodles, cooking all this shit in the hot tub.
In the hot tub?
Yeah, they threw like 6 packs of ramen noodles in here with the seasoning shit. They're throwing in like thin sliced beef of some type and like carrots and potatoes and shit.
Oh. The green onions.
Okay. My buddy's sitting there saying they're throwing fucking green onions in here now, like scallions.
Okay, what room are you staying in?
No, I'm down here at the hot tub, man. I'm not in the room.
No, I know, but you're staying with us, right?
Yeah, I'm on the 11th floor.
Sir, what temperature should the hot tub be put at? Because I'm worried that the noodles and the meat are not going to cook all the way through, and they're going to get sick.
They're going to get... Okay. Give me 1 second, boss. Just got to check something real quick.
All right.
I'll go ahead and send someone over to check it out and see what's going on. But what room were you saying you were staying in?
Yeah.
You said?
What do you mean? Can you look it up? I'll give you the name.
Okay, give me the name.
Johnson,
of the,
Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, last name.
Johnson?
Yes.
Yeah. First name Hoyson.
Hoyson. Okay, give me one second. Hoyson, I'm going to go ahead and
Hoyson
check it out right
Teriyaki
now.
Hoyson Teriyaki Johnson is my name.
Got it. And then you say you were staying in what room?
You were going to look it up.
Oh, got it.
That's why I gave you the name.
Yeah. Yeah, Hoyson Teriyaki Johnson should be 215, but I'm not sure.
Okay, 1 second, boss.
Have I been promoted?
Yeah, because we're under the little gondola thing over by the hot tub.
Got it. And then you said that they're throwing noodles inside the
hot tub? Yeah, like six-pack of like ramen noodles. I don't know what flavor or anything, but they threw them in there with the seasoning packets, and then they put the vegetables in the thin beef.
I see the wrappers. It's a spicy shrimp. Yeah.
Shutter's base, ready to go check?
Good check.
Copy that, sir. Thank you.
Do you have a thermometer? Because food has to reach a certain temperature, and I don't think these ladies know that.
Yeah, we don't want the hotel to be responsible for food poisoning due to undercooked meats. You know, you might want to go turn up the heat on the hot tub.
Yeah, I mean, some of the guests here, they're no so smart. They might just grab a bowl and start eating.
Got it. Okay. I'll go ahead and write this down, and I'll go ahead and send someone over to check it out. Would you like me to assist you with anything else?
No, that's fine. Just tell everybody the shabu shabu and the boiled meats, etc., is in the water.
Got it. Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
Right, I'm gonna call the health department now.
Okay, sounds good.
Because they're responsible for licensing your Food Establishment Machine Incorporated LLC.
How can I help you?
Hi, you say Andre?
Yes, sir.
Hey, next time you guys might want to warn some people that the hot tub is a multi-use type of thing and like not to be expecting to be in there by yourself with normal usage.
I'm not following, sir. Why is there something wrong with your room or?
No, the hot tub?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just sitting in there. Me and my buddy Ted were sitting there having a conversation. We were actually talking the sports ball. And then all of a sudden, there's some Asian lady over here, and she just starts dumping like several dozen packs of ramen noodles into the fucking hot water here with us.
Oh, my God. That's not good.
I asked her. I said, what are you doing? She says, shabu, shabu. I don't know what the fuck that is, but she thinks like this is some big cooking pot.
Oh, my God. That's awful. What is your room number, sir? I'm sorry?
I'm over here. I'm on the third floor, number 215.
Gotcha.
I'm a little concerned.
I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
Yeah, Ted, like, at what point would you say, like, because this happened 5 minutes ago, at what point do you think it became really offensive? Was it the ramen noodles that went in, or when she dumped the fucking thin beef in?
Well, I think it's after she put all the ingredients in, and then she dipped herself in there for extra flavor.
Yeah, she looked dirty.
She said, this is my secret recipe, and she dunked her behind in the hot tub multiple times.
I'm sorry, and where did that happen?
At the hot tub, right now. Like, we literally got out. I smell like fucking beef-flavored ramen right now.
You know, she said she was going to sell the water online to a bunch of plebs.
At one point, she invited people over. She put a big straw in and started having people suck some of the water.
I cannot believe that happened. So that happened at the Mosaic Hotel? We don't have a hot tub in here.
No, I'm telling you, the hot tub.
On your room?
Yeah, it's in our room. She came in our room.
Okay.
Yeah, she was one of these girls that they come to your room and they have an inflatable, portable hot tub, and then they fill it up and it gets all hot in there and steamy, and they make you soup.
I have never heard that before. I do apologize for that. Is there anything I can do for you guys right now?
Yeah, cute.
She's refusing to leave.
Yeah. And can you tell Hyphonics that he's a motherfucker for doing community night every fucking Saturday when I'm on?
I'm not following, sir.
On report, can you write this down? Do you have a pen? Do you have a pencil or a pen that you could give this as security? Do. Spell this out. Hyphonix space is a motherfucker for always doing community night on Saturdays when I'm on.
And what was your name, sir?
My name is Dwight. And can you read back the message, please?
I cannot. That's offensive.
Well, you don't have to. You don't have to cuss. I'm not asking you to cuss, but can you read it back?
Don't do community nights on Saturdays when you're there. I can find your information. I see you said room 215.
Yeah.
What's your last name, sir?
The last name is Janitor, Janitor.
I don't have you on file.
That's fine. I prefer to stay off the grid.
It's fine.
That could be good too. We should tell them that we're doing a hot tub stream and it sprung a leak in our room. See what the fuck they have to say about that.
We're guys
who
do a hot tub stream. Yeah.
We just we like to swing the sausage. We get in gray sweatpants and just dip down in the water. Like, damn,
yeah,
it's great.
Smoking your cigars.
It's just gray sweatpants summer, boys. Three men in a tub. We do movie reviews. It's called Three Men in a Tub.
Good evening, Dave. Front desk, car tomorrow in the doorway. How may I drop your call?
Hey, we're gonna need. Is this front desk?
Yes, I'm at the front desk. How may I
assist you? We're gonna need around 150 towels sent to our room.
I'm sorry.
We're gonna need about 150 towels sent to our room.
What's the room number?
We're in 215. The inflatable hot tub that we brought and set up in our room has sprung a leak, so there is water just all over the floor in here. I guess we didn't inspect it before we filled it with water. We're trying to do our internet live stream.
Yeah, what's the last thing?
Please hurry up. People are logging off from the stream. We're losing viewers.
Guys, stay tuned for the stream. We're going to get this patched up with some Flex Seal tape. We're going to get some towels, so stay tuned. Sorry, ma'am. We're addressing the stream right now. We're actually three men and a tub. We do movie reviews, online streams, but this has sprung a leak because Ted forgot to clip his goddamn toenails, and he cut it. And so now there's water just pouring out.
Yeah, my toenails look like
what's the last name of the reservation?
Last name's Johnson. Oh, shit, I just doxed myself right on the stream. Fuck, they know my last name's Johnson. That's great.
Oh, we're going to have to move again.
God damn it.
Ted, you got to clip them toenails. It's like a darn dragon claw.
Self-defense.
Ma'am, it's Kevin. While you're looking that up, give me a moment. So, guys, at this part of the Twin Dragons movie, they're explaining the behind the scenes. You actually have to fight for your right to fight right here. Like, they are fighting. They are in mortal combat. They are in eternal danger at this point. And this is self-defense when he kills this man right here. Ma'am, did you find it?
No, I don't have anyone under that name.
Okay, maybe it's under the LLC we booked in.
I don't see the name. Are you calling? Which hotel are you calling to, sir?
What you're asking? What hotel? We're in the Ritz. We're at the Ritz.
Not the Ritz.
Yeah.
I need to know the registered guest name because you're not calling from the room. So I just wanted to make sure that I contacted the right room number.
Okay. Well, I mean, we could play this game all day, but I'm telling you right now, the carpet's wet. The drapes, the curtains, wet. The desk with the TV on it, floating away.
So you're in room 215?
Yeah, the bed is the only salvation.
Let me have our engineer to come up, sir.
Okay, but...
engineer? There's no train up here.
Yeah. Ma'am, we're gonna climb into the vent. What?
What?
I don't understand how a person works on trains is going to help.
Yeah. And unless this train knows how to swim, it's probably not going to be any help.
He needs to get here before the water gets cold.
Here, let me warm the water back up here. Hang on, I got to pee. Here, let me get my... Hang on. Let me get my pants down. Hang on. Let me stop. Oh. I gotta pee.
Lost the patient.
Oh, that's not good. Oh, she left? Why'd she leave?
Explicit long gone.
Hello, this is Kendra.
Hello, hi.
Yeah.
Hey, so I want permission. I know tomorrow's your birthday. Can I shoot some fireworks off tonight?
What?
I'm your neighbor. I'm gonna shoot some fireworks off.
Who is this?
It's Dwight.
Who?
Dwight.
Dwight.
Yeah. Dwight. The neighbor. I just want to let you know. This is Kendra, right? Maybe I'm calling someone wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, Kendra. Yeah.
No. Oh, okay. You really are a neighbor.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought this was some weird fucking call. I didn't know who I was talking to.
No. I want to shoot some fireworks off in your honor for your birthday tomorrow.
I don't need you to get in trouble.
Well,
I don't think we can.
Why not?
What neighbor are you?
Neighbor
are you?
Oh, I'm over here. Let's see here. Because I just moved in, but I was informed by the other neighbors. Let's see here. Let me look at. Here's a piece of paper. I'm over here at 115.
Is this Jeff?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You got my brain blown out of the water here. What?
You know your neighbor Ricky over at 124?
Ricky?
Ricky's the one that told me it's your birthday tomorrow.
You mean Rick?
Yeah, but I call him Ricky. I actually call him Pretty Ricky because he's a little pretty. But he's the one that told me.
Okay, I don't know what's going on here. This seems really weird.
No, but I'm asking, like, if I shoot fireworks off in the next, like, 15 minutes, you're not going to get pissed, are you?
No, I'm not going to get pissed, but I, as long as it doesn't come toward my house, I just not...
Well, that's...
If this has anything...
That's what I'm asking, though, because I want to shoot them at your house.
Okay, well, then you'll probably go to jail.
Why? I'm doing it as a tribute to you.
And you're going to shoot fireworks at my house?
Yeah!
Yeah, then you'll probably go to jail.
Why? Because you would have to make the complaint.
Okay, don't call me back. I don't know what's going on here.
Don't be a bitch, okay? Listen, I'm trying to do you a favor.
Yeah, well, we're going to figure this one out.
Wait, figure what out?
Should I call the police?
Figure out what?
Well, what the... Who is this?
Shots fired.
Yeah.
See that? Yeah. Oh, shit. Uh-huh. I missed. Hey, guys, adjust it lower. We're shooting over the house. We're shooting up top. We got to bring it down.
All right.
Yeah. Whoever this is, you better hope I don't fucking find out.
Here we go. Oh, now we're on. Oh, you're fucking up.
Oh, that's great.
She's gone. Yeah, she's gone.
Hotel operator, how may I
help? Hi, ma'am. I'm a live streamer. I'm an influencer staying here at your hotel. Mm-hmm. And I want to let you know that somebody donated a large sum of money to me, and I want to apologize for what I'm about to do in the pool.
Oh, I'm sorry. When it's happening?
It's going to happen in about 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. Let me transfer to a hotel manager on duty.
No, it's okay. Just let them know that I'm going to be pouring about 8 pounds worth of a mixture of Kool-Aid and sugar into the pool, and then some, and then gelatin. I'm going to make the entire pool jello.
Which pool, sir?
The pool.
We have 5 pools here.
Yeah, that's the mystery. The highest. Do you know which one's the highest? The highest pool? The highest floor?
We don't have highest pool. It's all the on the ground floor.
Yeah, yeah. But they're all like around the hotel, right?
Well, would you like to talk to someone? I'm a hotel operator.
You're not front desk? Are you front desk?
No.
Hmm.
I would connect you to one of the managers.
Okay.
To talk about.
Okay. All right.
Okay, hold on, please. Thank you.
All right.
Sir?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, the manager is away from the desk right now. So what would you like to do? What would you like to tell us now again?
I'm
want to do something?
Okay, so you know Kool-Aid. The mixture, Kool-Aid powder.
Mm-hmm.
I'm mixing that with 25 pounds of sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And gelatin.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to drop it in the pool.
No. Okay.
Yeah. So in the pool, it'll go in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm going to have several people get into the pool, and we're going to march around in a circle to mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're going to get out. We're
going
to use towels to dry our ass and our necks.
And I think you shouldn't do that. Let me connect to someone talk about... hold on, please.
But you already tried that.
Hold on.
God damn it.
Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Hello. So go ahead, please.
Hi. Who am I speaking with?
Hello, this is Hilton Security.
Hi. I don't think this was a security matter. Did she explain to you what's about to happen?
Well, anything that they are not really sure of, they send to security. So, what's going on?
Oh, well, I was telling her that I'm a very, I'm a very highly thought of influencer, you know, on the internet,
social media,
yeah. And somebody, I didn't intend to do this, but somebody just DoorDashed a bunch of supplies to me and paid me $5,000 for what's about to happen next.
Wait, I'm sorry. DoorDashed you and gave you money?
Yeah, they gave me a lot of money, and then they sent me 25 pounds of sugar, 12 pounds of gelatin, and then, I don't know, these packets probably add up to about 5 pounds worth of Kool-Aid powder, and they paid me to mix this all together and drop it into the pool.
And you already got the money? Is this a prank call?
No, I've got the money. Well, I don't know if it's cleared yet. It definitely went into my Venmo. But it's shown
as
pending.
Are you staying with us?
Yes, I am.
What's your room number?
I would really like not to disclose that. I was actually calling to see what the ramifications are if I were to go through this.
Well, I have your name. This is caller ID, so it's, so what are you calling me for?
Well, I was calling her to let her know that we're going to drop it in. There's about four of us. We're going to go in a circle. We're going to do like little walkie laps to get it mixed, and then we're going to come out. But we need people to stay out of there so it will solidify.
Okay, so I'm pretty sure this is a prank call, but I already have the name attached to this number, and if that does happen, you're most likely going to get criminally charged.
With what, though? That's what I'm saying. That's what I was calling about. What are the ramifications for something like this?
I wouldn't suggest it. You know, I'm not going to speak on this further.
What could happen is what I'm saying. Look at you, fucking big man with a caller ID over here.
All right.
Aloha, guest services. JJ speaking. How can I assist you?
Hey, so I don't know how to get. It's got to come out of the pool. I know that, and I know you guys might charge me something for it, but I can't physically swim and go in and get it myself.
Sorry, I don't know what you're talking about, sir. You have something in the pool?
Yeah. Well, I was carrying a turkey. Because I'm going to take it to my mother's house tomorrow. She lives here on the island, and she was going to cook it for me. But I tripped and fell, and the turkey went into the pool. And now, water got in the cavity, so it's not floating. It went to the bottom. And so I don't know
what... Okay, are you in Tower 1 or Tower 2, sir?
Tower 2.
Okay, I'll send an engineer over, sir, okay?
Well, I need to get it out.
Yes, sir. Engineer's going to help you get it out.
How?
He'll probably get his net, I believe. Maybe scoop it.
But is it going to damage the wings?
damage the wing?
Yeah, because the turkey's not built to go underwater there. Like that because it's a fowl. And I'm hoping it didn't implode because the holes probably aren't strong enough with the gizzards and the neck already out of it.
Yep. I don't know, sir. I'm sorry. I can't answer that. But I'll send an engineer. Oh. We'll do our best.
Okay. Well, when he goes in after the turkey, he's got to be like, Titan, come here, Titan. Come here, little Titan turkey. No implosion.